Joshua world. Hey, in the spiritual rain, Biafra is free. Because spiritual rain controls physical. Biafra is free. This is not my word, but Almighty uses me to declare this to the physical realm. I want you to know that Biafra is free spiritually. I want you to know that I don't know the day it will be announced or the day it will be declared, but Biafra is free. Mark my word, Biafra is free. Nobody, man or woman, born of a woman, or by doctor, can stop it. Biafra have risen. Biafra is born.
Rising up.
spiritual world. Hey, in the spiritual rain, Biafra is free. Because spiritual rain controls physical. Biafra is free. This is not my word, but Almighty uses me to declare this to the physical realm. I want you to know that Biafra is free spiritually. I want you to know that I don't know the day it will be announced or the day it will be declared, but Biafra is free. Mark my word, Biafra is free. Nobody, man or woman, born of a woman, or by doctor, can stop it. Biafra have risen. Biafra is born.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of Goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation on this day, the 18th of January 2016. There are a lot of issues that we are, of course, trying to get to, especially with development in Biafra land. And we are, of course, at this particular point in time, coming back, there are a number of things to talk about. There are a number of things to discuss from positive perspective. There are others from negative perspective. And with all this, we are coming on this program. I'm inviting every genuine hardcore beer fan to remain resolute, to remain dedicated, to remain more than ever before re-energized. They may come to cajole us, they may come to kill us, they may come to destroy us, but they cannot destroy the spirit of Biafra, which has continued to prevail as always in the end. One thing is clear here, the quest for the restoration of Biafra cannot be stopped by any man, by any group of people born of flesh. That is why they have continued to try, that is why they have continued to maim. That's why they have continued to kill our people. But in the end, they have found out that Biafra cannot be stopped. The spirit of Biafra cannot be stopped. The spirit of Biafra cannot be quenched. Rather, the spirit of Biafra will always prevail. We thank God Almighty, Chukwu Okike Abiama, for this day. We thank him for the gift of life he's given to us. We also thank him for the gift, for the life he has taken from among us. We salute the courage of our heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. We stand in solidarity with our brothers, our brethren who lost their lives during the protest today and even before now. May their souls and the souls of all gallant Biafran heroes and heroines departed continue to rest in the bosom of Chukwu Okike Abiama. We stand in solidarity with the families of our gallant heroes and heroines who have paid this ultimate price. And we are by this declaring that because and for their sake, Biafra cannot be abandoned. The quest for freedom, for the restoration of Biafra, will come with a price. It could come with price that we have to pay in a more painful way. It could come with a price that we have to pay in other circumstances. And today, whatever situation we find ourselves, we will continue to repose confidence in God Almighty, who has set us on this journey, who is the author and finisher of this project.
Every one of you out there to know that this is not my word, but Almighty uses me to declare this to the physical realm. I want you to know that Biafra is free spiritually. I want you to know that I don't know the day it will be announced or the day it will be declared. But Biafra is free. Mark my word, Biafra is free. Nobody, man or woman, born of a woman, or by doctor, can stop it. Biafra have risen. Biafra is born.
As a matter of protocol, we will continue to give thanks to God Almighty, who has set us on this journey, who has, of course, made it very possible for Biafra Restoration Project to be driven to the frontiers of the international community, irrespective of whatever they think about us. They are, whether by hook or crook, acknowledging that Biafra is here to stay. We thank you, God Almighty, to continue as you continue to propel us, as you continue to protect your people. May your name be glorified in our lives every day and each and every moment of our lives. We ask you, God Almighty, to continue to fight against those who fight against us. Continue to fight against those who fight against our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. Envelop him with thy presence, with thy protection, that the evil one, the machinations of the evil one, will have no influence over him. And that in the end, that he will prevail. And that in the end, that total liberation, total freedom will be granted him unconditionally. And that is imminent because you cannot fail your people. Remember your promises that will never forget us nor forsake us. And that anything we ask for in your name, that you do it for us. The appointed time has come. It is time to rescue us. It is time to vindicate your people. It is time to liberate us. Fight against the enemies of Biafra, both within and outside. Wherever they are, however they are plotting, however they have come, destroy their handiwork. Set confusion in their midst. Make them powerless before the people of Biafra and before our leader Nnamdi Kanu. That in the end, your blessings will always be on our lives, and that blessings will always be showered on us, and that people will see your glory in our lives and glorify your holy name. as you do this for us, may you continue to be glorified. May Biafra continue to be uplifted, and the Zuko Nigeria continue to be diminished. Anytime we preach this good news, anytime we preach the good news of Biafra, may Biafra continue to rise and Nigeria steadily continue to be diminished, because Nigeria is built for total destruction. Just like they have singled the people of Biafra for total extermination and destruction, Nigeria will never know peace. Nigerians will never know peace. This is a spiritual journey. This is a spiritual chastisement. And it is not going to stop until Biafra is restored. As you do this for us once more, may your name be uplifted in our lives forever and ever. He said, my name is Uchenna Mefo. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and I am from Abatete. Abatete is in Idemili, Biafra land. We welcome you from wherever you are listening. We welcome you from all the four corners of the earth from where you are listening. Radio Biafra is listening to anywhere there is life on this planet Earth. And so, we are on the internet, we are on shortwave, we are on satellite platforms, we are also on a technology that is called Call to Listen. We have numbers for Biafra Land, we have numbers for United Kingdom, we have numbers for United States of America, and those who are using this technology already know it. For the purposes of our shortwave platform, the frequency remains 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave, 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. You must have a transistor radio that has shortwave band, and through that you can tune in to listen to Radio Biafra. FM radio stations across Biafra land are up and running, but with the exception of few stations. We understand that some people have removed the FM radio station in Akwa Ibom. We are still following that line of inquiry, and when we get the details, of course, we will let you know. If you cannot listen to Radio Biafra via FM radio station, you have to use other alternative platforms. And as we continue on this, we will continue to also make every available opportunity known to you when we are able to cover the whole of Biafra land with FM relay stations. The number to call when our lines are open are +447405964146, +447405964146. The other alternative number is +447466366391, +447466366391. We will go straight to Biafra land to get on the spot account of what has happened today and what is still happening now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my beloved brother. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening, my fellow dear friends, lovers of dear friends, and those who is moving forward with all their strength to fight for their friends. I want us to understand one thing today. Today, our people has marched in protest. Abba, today they have killed us at Abba again. They have poured down the blood of Biafra at Abba again. And I believe the world is watching. And I believe and everyone is listening. All over the world. Today, they killed three people Ataba and Iju. Many numbers. But I want to tell my people, this time around, let them listen carefully. And I believe that Tukoki Kabiyama is watching. We have done nothing. We only want our land, our country, our nation. That's why we are being killed. We are asking the world to make a move concerning this that is happening in Biafra land. They have shot down 3 people at Ada. Dead and Iju many. Why? Because we are saying the reason down the canal. We want to be free. And at Asaba, I give to Koki Kabiyama praise for our people mind, and there's no problem. But one thing I want to tell the world, the Nigerian army, the mounted machine gun at Head Bridge, ready to kill who? Ready to kill Biafra. I don't know how many Boko Haram which have been killed by these soldiers. I don't know how many Boko Haram which have been killed by these soldiers. But I keep on telling the civilians who are protesting for the release of their leader. They keep on killing everyone just to maintain their ground in oil and gas. But I want to tell my people, we have decided to get back our land because the truth has been revealed. And I want to give this as an advice to fellow Biafran, especially in Biafra land. My people, never you allow anybody to use you to jeopardize what we are doing. Never allow yourself to be used by any person, by a Nigerian government, or by any woman to jeopardize what we are doing. Some people are busy causing problems here and there. I want you to understand one thing. We are marching forward to get back our land. And your best is to contribute for resolution of Biafra. Because remember this, everyone is marching forward. And if we fail to stand, to proclaim, and to walk forward toward this restoration of Biafra, just prepare to die. I keep on saying this. Both those who are causing trouble and those who are being used and those who are used to do anything, just prepare to die, because you are going to die in the house of House Alamajiri. You are going to die in the house of Muslims. They will kill you. They will massacre you in a way that you will not expect. I keep on saying this. If you fail to get Biafra this time around, just prepare to die, because they will not allow this type to happen again in future. Some people are being used, causing confusion here and there, even in Biafra land. Some people are busy talking about post. What is post? Some people are busy doing one thing or the other in order to confuse those who are strong. They are all instruments of death. what I'm trying to tell you. I will keep on speaking, and I will keep on saying the truth, because that is the reason that God Kadiama keep me alive even today, and I will not go back in saying the truth. What did I know? We are now in the hardest time. What makes this time to be hardest is because the master is not on the board. Then everybody can rise up. Everybody can rise up anywhere in order to bring confusion. But we are not confused. We are marching forward. Those who have kindled the light are marching forward. But I am still saying something. Those who are in the hospital, I'm still saying something. Even those who have been shot dead. I want to tell everybody, always walk in instructions whenever you come out for protest. Always walk in instructions whenever you come out for protest. That is the only thing that will make us to succeed. Which I have always said, walk in group. Walk in group. Walk in multitude. Walk in great number. When they found out that you are small in number, they began to shoot you people. They began to kill people. But we are not going to tire because we want our land. We want Biafra. I thank God that the woman at Onitsha, who don't want his name to be mentioned, she brought 50,000 naira cash. And from his friend, who he explained about Biafra, he gave her 5,000 naira for those at the hospital. I want you to know, he dropped it cash, not to bank. I want everybody to know, if you are a man, decide to sell your products, decide to eat bloody money, decide to eat money in order to destroy your people, in order you feel that this is opportunity for you to make money, you are building your foundation upon the blood of innocence. If you want to use the opportunity to get money, you use this struggle to get money. Maybe money enter into your hand, you use it because you have the opportunity to do that. And you think that freedom fighting is a way to make money. You are nothing but a fool. We don't understand the vision of Nnamdi Kanu. That is why you must know that people, they have known the truth, and they are going to walk in the truth. Do you know the problem we are having this time around? The problem we are having are those who understand what is freedom fighting. Freedom fighting always takes without giving. Freedom fighting will take things from you. It will take your time, it will take your money. Take your parents. The only time you will receive is when you get what you want. But some people take it as an opportunity to rob others. Some people take it as an opportunity to make money. Some people take it as an opportunity to see it and deceive others. But I want to tell you, no one who is found in this will die in peace. Because God, who has brought the effort to come, will surely kill the person. He will die. No matter whatever it is. Because if you make the heart of people to be weak, but this time around, we can never be weak. We are moving forward. We have known the truth. We have known the only way to get the effort is for walking in the truth and walking in the light, my people. Time has gone. when we are still present in darkness. The light has come. Okay, look at our beloved brother. There is no court today. He did not come to court. God failed to see. Now he is in the hand of Almighty the Sovereign. Some people want to take the opportunity what this young man has built to make money. That is the worst sin that you can commit against your nation. That is the worst sin that you can commit against humanity and against God. I want to tell you, my people, rise up. Some people in freedom fighting, there are some people who know what they are doing, but there are some people who is trying to bring down your movement. There are some people who are being used by those who you are fighting against. There are some people who will be used to make you to be weak. But what is sure? Do you want what you want? Do you know what you want? Do you know what you are fighting for? And the most many people that are doing this, they are not coming out in order to move on for protest. They would like to sit at home. They would like to sit on the devil. They would like to sit on the devil. Honestly. But one thing I know, Chukwuka Kadiama knows that is the only thing I believe. I want my people to know that I, Ojukwu, I continue to say I am not afraid of death. Some people are threatening me, but that is not what I'm talking about. But what I'm trying to say, I know that my lady may live it. Even if I die because of this drug, Biafra, even if I die because of this Biafra, because I am saying the truth, I'm telling you, my name will never be forgotten in the Biafra land. The children will read the book about me. And the whole world will read the book about me. That is only thing the white man will die for. The white man will die for his name to be heard all over the world. But a black man will die because of money. A black man who doesn't understand will have to die because of money. But a pure white man will die for his name to be known all over the world. If you kill me, you made my name to be known. And I want you to know, this my mouth will not close. I always speak truth. I will never go back. I am telling you, my people, to wake up whenever you are lying down. Wake up. But if you have chosen yourself to be an evil instrument to jeopardize what your people is doing, even in this federal land, I am telling you, the blood of those who are dying for the truth will never fail. They will never leave you. Do you know, before a man dies for the truth, he knows what he's pursuing. And any person that is jeopardizing what we are doing is the enemy of those people that have died. Those people that have died. You are their enemy. Because they will see you that you have played with their lives. They will see you as somebody who played with their lives. How many millions of people have died because of Biafra? I tell you, you don't understand the vision of what Nnamdi Kanu is saying. You don't understand the truth. You don't want to understand. But one thing I want to know, I don't know if you really understand the pains we are passing through in this country. I don't know if you really understand the pains that we are passing through in this place. I don't understand if you see the vision, or if you understand. But my people, I'm tired to say what you say. But the only thing I'm telling you now, bear in mind that by and by, now the channel must be free. because no matter whatever it takes, he must be free. Yes. The reason he must be free is this. He has a covenant with God. For this, he was created. For this, he came into the world to set his people free. And his work is still going on. If you love him, some people say, I love Nandekano. Then what are you doing showing love? I love Nandekano. What is your duty that makes you the proof to the world that you love him? What is your duty? Put it in action. Those who really love him are those who go to the front and still lay down their life. He said, what a love that a man will give his life for his friends. Some people take the opportunity while others are dying. They take it as opportunity to make money, to eat. Or lie to lie, Narundausa. Anytime you eat such money, you are drinking blood. Anytime you eat such money, while others are dying, you are eating blood. And the blood will never separate from the family. Blood will never cease to flow in your family. And the heaven will say amen to this, because I know what I'm saying. The only thing that will make you to jeopardize is to make money. If not making money, why are you jeopardizing what you are doing? If not getting money, why are you drinking dragon pulse? Even here in Thailand. If you have the sight of getting Jaffa, what you will do? Support anyone that comes out and stand by him. If he does something that is wrong, tell him. That is it, the means of leadership. Tell me, why? I don't understand that there's a word that my teacher said. He said that when the Africa comes, if the Africa comes, if the governors will drive in particular. That they will tell you, come and be a governor. Say, no, I enjoy life. A time shall come, those people will tell you, come and be this and that in the other land. You say, no, this here I'm okay. Why? Because the truth must be revealed and nothing will be done in secret. Everything will be exposed. People will like to be served rather than for you to be served people. People will like to be governor, the last governor, and all the those to serve them. They will remain and last. To serve is to work. You see, please. If there is nothing you are getting, if there is nothing, why are you dragging? Come and die, or come and talk. Don't you know that restoration is come and die? Come and die. Come and die, or come and talk. But people have think that it's come and talk. But Stupid Kabiyama, who understand everything, we give those who are core the strength to continue. No matter what that devil does, no matter whatever the devil is doing, I am telling you, nothing can stop Biafra to come. He must come. Even he will come under the watch of Nandekano. He must come under this watch. Nothing can stop it. So, my beloved brother, I thank you, and I'm still pleading. Please, I don't want those people that are in the hospital who are being treated. Some are still in the hospital here in Anambra and some places, so that they are now about to come out, but money. Please, I would not like them to stay on that hospital at least on Saturday. Let everyone help. I want them to be on their home. If some of them, their mother has called my phone and asked me, Ojukwu, I want my son to come out. I want my son to come out. Some of them are still there. Please, I want something to be done. Let something happen so that these people will come out. And let everyone that is in this ground begin to do something about those that are in this ground. Begin to do something. Don't fold your hand. Don't allow anything to make it go on your hand. Begin to do something. This is a boy that's crying in wilderness, even in the Biafra land. Please, if you know that you love what we are doing here in the Biafra land, people have chosen to die because of those who have known the truth. We have chosen to die. We have chosen to suffer. We have chosen to live in this condition. For this reason, never you people turn your back on us. Turning your back on us is like trying to move an engine without oil. Please, put the oil in the engine so that the engine will move well. I plead. May Chukwu Kikabiam help you people, organize you people, keep you people to be one. March forward, Biafra must come. In the name of Yahushua, I pray. Sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ojukwu, and may God bless you and bless your family and family of IPOB around the world. Thank you for that encouraging word. Thank you very much. This will be our live presentation. We're well. Be going to the other line, going to Skype to bring in Emmanuel. Can you hear me?
Yes, Ujim, for giving me, sir. Thank you very much.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, Ujim, before. My name is Emmanuel Chukwu. I'm calling from Russian Federation. I'm from Enugu State in Kano local government, Biafran land. You're the Biafran. My heart is so heavy to see what is happening in our land. They have been killing our brothers each time. And I want to pass message to all those who are taking money in this struggle, trying to sabotage this struggle in any way, in any form, due to your slack back. I want to tell you, you are eating blood money and you are involving yourself with the dead hero Biafrans who has died, and their blood will be upon your head. Not until you do money with ritual means that blood will be upon your head, but such thing, such action and act is showing that your blood will be upon your head. And make sure you are not among of those people who are sabotaging the struggle, because we have lost a lot of blood in that land that you are standing on. You should not forget that we lost 6 million people on that land that you are stepping your feet on. If you are taking money for today, tomorrow, you will suffer it. Remember that this struggle is called by Chukwu Kikabiam, and it's written that Biafra must come. If you want, take money. If you want, don't take money. Biafra must come. But whoever took money, or whoever betrayed Biafra, his generation will suffer on this struggle. So what I want to say is that our land is full of blood. They have killed us by the British and Nigerian people, and we have gone so far. We cannot look back again. We have lost 6 million lives before now, and we are still losing each day. But I want to assure you one thing, that history will say that we are among the people who restored Biafra in its glory. So I would like each of you out there who is going out and showing, protesting, showing your love for your people, you will be our hero, and when Biafran come, you should be proud that you are the one that bring Biafran to his glory. So, and our golden point is to make sure that Biafran come, and have in mind we shall sacrifice in the ways of freedom, which we are doing today. And we will ensure that we will make sure each of our heroes who die in this protest will not be forgotten. Nigerian judges have planned many things against our leader. Today, one did not come out, is absent in the court for no reason. You see, the country from top to bottom, there is no even normal country organization. They are not organized. Everything they are doing is left and right, right and left, and no reason to give why you do not come to court. Our leader is supposed to be in court today, and judge has excuse. And this is the life of human beings. And you cannot come out and give a reason. And this is the leader of the people of Biafran. You do not respect our leader. Though, we will not let this to be involved in our... We will not allow this country to involve our unborn children. We must leave this country as soon as possible. Great Biafrans, I want to tell you about the history of Turkey. If you all know Turkey, which... Turkey, the capital of Istanbul. These people, Turkey, the reason why Turkey failed to the Muslim people invader when they came, because Turkey was 97% Christian country, but they failed when the Muslim came to invade them, because the Turkey leaders in the church, they are not united. All of them, they are against themselves, fighting each other due to what they are gaining from the church. They are not speaking one voice. So when the invader came, the Muslim came, 5% of the Muslim who came from different area to join the one inside. They took over Turkey overnight. And when they took over Turkey overnight, this is 400 years ago, it's not even long. And they, after the victory, they killed all the leaders in the church, all the leaders. They killed all the elders, and they give two choice. And that two choice is become Islam and live, or die. So most of them, which is almost all the Turkey people, most of them convert to Islam. That's why you see today Turkey is Muslim country. And this thing has happened in this world many times. Great Biafran, our so-called leader today are underestimating what Islam is planning in our land. With the help of the Arab nation, they want to take over our Biafran land. Because in Africa, we are only the nation in the West African, or in Africa in general, who are not yet Islamized by these Arab people, Arab invader, which is the Hausa Fulani and other Arab people from the Arab nation. And we must not allow them to put fear in us. We must stand up and unite in one voice. And I'm calling on Efik people, Ibibio people, I'm calling on Igbo people, Ijo, Ogoja, Ogoni, Isoko, Efik, and others to come out. We have been crying, asking you people to join with your brother. We are one people. we have to speak in one voice, not to be invaded by these Hausa Fulani people. They are coming one, they are coming one by one, they are taking us one by one, they are attacking us, killing us, and the world is silent. Do you know that the world will not say anything if these people try to invade us? Because it had happened before. It happened in America when the white people take over the Red Indians country, which is the now American, the Red Indians. If you know about the Red Indians, it happened then, and the world keeps silent. And it happened in Egypt time when the Arab invade the African people of Egypt, because Africa, Egypt was African nation before. But now, if you can see invasion every time, invading every time, and the world is keeping silent. Do you think if the Hausa people mobilize themselves, plan themselves with our Arab nation to invade us any time, who will save us? The world will not save us. We have to save ourselves, or you become Muslim, or you become Islamized, or you die. They don't have one. They don't have two choice. They don't have three choice. They have only two choice. And when they came, they will ask you life or death. So my brothers, this struggle that we are going, we will not stop until we find our golden point, which is Biafra. We must not allow anybody to deceive us, or to deceive us, because many people will try to deceive you in many ways. Why are you doing this? What will you gain? Or such thing. You are doing this for your future, your children, not for yourself. Because if our father succeed in that Biafran war that time, me and you will not be doing this. We will not be suffering. I will not be in Russian. The other one will be in American. We will be in our country, developing it. Please encourage one of your encourage your brothers. Each time, don't discourage them. Encourage them, because Biafra is our holy hope. We don't have anywhere to go ahead again. We have tired in this country. Most of Biafra who live outside Biafra land, they have tired. They are just shameful to come out and support. But they want to come back home. But I'm telling you, great Biafra, the time has come for us to get our land, and this is the time. Never. If we do not get it now, we should forget about Biafra. But I know, by the grace of Chukwuka Abiama, if it is the willing of God, because Biafra will restore this 2016. Because Nigeria, if you see every circle of Nigeria, is coming to an end. The economy, the president, do not even care about the people dying. Or about the economy, he's traveling, because he's already planning. He already knows 100% that this Nigerian will destroy. So he is not bothering. We are the one have to plan how to decamp from these people. So, great Biafrans, I urge you, though the situation is the hard moment this moment, that the Nigerian police and the Nigerian army and navy are killing us, and the world is silent. You can see that. Because these people, they know that we are the one to bring light to Africa. We are the only people can bring light to Africa. So please, I'm encouraging everybody to stand for, do as we told you to do. We will not mislead you. We are making you to the path of freedom, where you will cry no more, where you will be no hopeless. There will be no hopeless person again in Biafra land. Everybody will have equal rights, justice, and everything you want, you will get in the Biafra. We are going home, and soon, by the grace of Chukwuka Abiama name, soon you will hear Biafra will be restored. Which before, I would like to allow other people to call in. May God continue to give you encouragement and strength to continue to ride us till our director come out. And actually, thank you very much, Duche, before. May God bless you. I stand by.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel, for that. May God bless you too and bless the family of IPOB around the world. Thank you very much. This is Biafra Live Transmission. We are, of course, within the ends of the earth. We will, of course, go straight to a different parts of Biafra land to get different accounts of and perceptions from people on what has happened today and what is yet to happen. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live, we are direct. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. I hear you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Good evening, Biafra. We are outside and in Biafra land. We have to use this opportunity and to say good evening to all of us. I also thank you for guiding our life, for the life of our brother, who was shot by the Jesuit and Lamy. So what I want to say this time is that what is happening here is surprised me also. Because of, at that stage, I've never shot our people. that is being processed. Where I'm starting again. We have persuaded the governor to do what he asked against the Afghan candidates for he will be removed. And that is why we will put fire on them when they are doing their protest. As you have said, he just said the governor of Belfast. I think that you need long for giving your people the chance to ask for their freedom, their right for freedom, for them to protest in Belfast referendum. Then I also want to tell Ryan and so again. We are in Abuja today. And the chief judge did not show up. Immediately everybody took off. They changed the date of the court hearing again. That is on Wednesday. I just want to tell them, even if they even took it today, we will come back from our way. If we are the center of our place, we have to come back and be in that place. Even if they postpone this off to 100 times, we are going to be in Abuja that 100 times. No retreat. No surrender. That was directly away from us. Because what I know is that at the end, we are sons must win. In anything we are doing, we will still win. So the postponement of that court hearing is none of our business. Immediately the date is mentioned, all the Afghans that they saw today, we will even double ourselves to be in Abuja on that coming day. So let them not say, try to do to control them or to make us to lose hope or to do what? To lose our strength. The more they do this, so, the more we will still get strength from school to fight them. And to you, sir, just pray that God will be stressing you and give you the reason to follow up with this struggle. And I tell you, Chico, because I'm a being with us for your friends, especially those in Jack Island. Good evening. All of your friends. Thank you, sir, for your
phone. Thank you. Thank you very much, and may God bless you to bless IPOB5 members around the world and in Biafra land. And I say amen to your prayers. You say, may it be permanent in our lives. This is the Biafra live broadcast. The time now is 7 minutes past 9 p.m. here in London and 7 minutes past 10 p.m. in Biafra land. The next court case is on the 20th, and it is at the Federal High Court, Abuja, and it is Federal High Court 3, Abuja. Our director, our leader, will be appearing in that court. And as always, we enjoin our people in Abuja, especially, to be there and to stand shoulder to shoulder with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. The judge did not come to court today, and in the interim, the court session was postponed till the 20th of January 2016. That is the information we have got, and with some degree of certainty confirmed. The protests around the world continues. Anybody who is in position to organize protests in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu and cannot do it, then it smacks of something else. It is our duty to let the world know of what is happening, to sensitize the world about the plight of our people, of our leader Nnamdi Kanu, who has continued to be incarcerated illegally by the Nigerian murderous establishment led by Buhari. In Biafra land, protests will continue, but we have to, of course, re-strategize and For any information, you will have to go through your zonal coordinators and state coordinators, and then the Biafra land coordinator, as the case may be. We cannot relent, we cannot stop the protests, because that is what they want us to do. Freedom fighting has come with a price. It is unfortunate and regrettable that our people have been targeted, have been singled out for total destruction and extermination. But we cannot, because of the fear of intimidation, blackmail, and orgy of genocide against our people, abandon our quest for the restoration of Biafra. That would have been suicidal, and that would have been abandoning our gallant heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we have our freedom. This is live broadcast, and we go to the line now. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chairman, for the EDP Director, Chairman. I want to thank you very much for all you have been doing for us, and we appreciate that. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to use the opportunity to thank the IPOB all over the world, including the IPOB in Germany, the IPOB in Biafra land. I want all of us to remain resolute. And I want to thank our people for the effort they are making towards our freedom. We're almost there. So we don't have to be relent. We are on the right track. And I want to ask you, Director Chemefor, do you know this secretary to the federal government of the Federation? He's an Hausa man, Hausa Fulani man, who came to the Biafran land, I think last week, to have a clique. The name is Baba Shilawa. He's the secretary to the federal government of the Federation under Buhari. He was like saying to the governor of Ebonyi State that the agitation of the region of Biafra is crippling the Nigerian unity. That was his saying in Abaklik last week. And I want to challenge him. Where was Nigerian unity when the Biafran people has been killed almost every day? We are victim of genocide. We are being killed every day. Where was Nigerian unity? Where was Nigerian unity when the Biafra market in Lagos State were burnt down and demolished? Where was Nigerian unity? Where was Nigerian unity when Gideon Akeloka was killed? Our people are being marginalized. Where was Nigerian unity? Dangote imports cement and Ibeto too imports cement. But most at times Ibeto cement are being installed in the Nigerian wharf. The Hausa Fulani will install that the cement will not be released in order to make it Dangote to be selling its own. And our people, our own brother, own within the seaports with their clearance. Where was Nigerian unity? But today they are saying that the Afghan agitator is crippling Nigerian unity. That's what I want to say. I want to ask our people to be resilient and remain resolute. We are always on the right way. We are on the track. And nothing will stop us. That's what I want to say. So I want to thank you very much for your efforts. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very much. Of course.
I forgot to tell you my name is Ebiyani from Onitsha. I'm from Ebiyani, Anambra State.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The intimidation that Nigerian government is using against our people is a clear demonstration of the fact that they have lost the argument over the issue of Biafra. Nobody can defeat the logic and the argument on Biafra. They cannot argue, they cannot reason, they cannot debate. That is why they have always gone on the offensive to kill, to maim, and to remove the person from the scene. But they cannot stop Biafra. The spirit of Biafra is more than all of them put together. They cannot argue. That is why they are killing our people. They cannot debate. That is why they are killing our people. They are incapable of reasoning. And that is why they are on the offensive. And we cannot relent. We cannot intend to even prevaricate, nor to abandon this particular quest for the restoration of Biafra. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are, can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry to let back. I love you very well. My name is Victor. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much.
So, sir, I know I'm based in Calabar. I always come in Aba, most especially when we have mega protests. So I landed to, it's 1:30 to go, and on my way going to National High School where we are asked to assemble, there was a mammoth crowd of soldiers with arms shooting sporadically on people at number one by Ngwa Cemetery Road. Shooting sporadically. When I say shooting, soldiers were kneeling down, some lying down, shooting at people. And at the protest, two people, they shot two people. One died. I think I will. Wait. The one that was shot on the chest, one of the hospitals rejected him. And when we tried to rush to St. Anthony, the KK I was entering have problems. So I need my road with them. So when I get there, there was no chance for me to go inside. So they shot two people there in my presence. So that I couldn't take pictures because the bullet was too much. Even beside me, a bullet cracked where I was standing. So, sir, we need to do something about this. We are not happy, sir. We are not happy. Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you.
So, sir, we need to do something. We need to do something. Because they are trying to lower our morale down. But they don't know that they are provoking us anymore.
They cannot stop us. They cannot stop us. It's not possible. Hello? Not sure what's going on. They cannot stop the agitation for Biafra. Biafra has come to stay. And no matter what the enemy is doing, we will continue to move relentlessly forward, never backwards. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Next caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is from other state. I'm from Aba.
Did you just call?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, my name is Victor. Victor Charles from Aba. So, hello? So they shot one guy that he died recently at the Market Road. Hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you. We have got the so report.
They shot one boy there. He died recently, so they were shooting everywhere. Everybody started running.
Well,
they killed about two people. They killed about two people there at the Michael's.
Well, thank you very much. We have got the information and the news, which is, as it should be, very sad that our people who went about protesting the continued illegal detention of our leader, incarceration of our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, and who are unarmed and who are, of course, peaceful protesters, were shot by armed police, armed army personnel from the Northern House of Fulani Instruction, because they are always on assignment. to kill our people. But they cannot go scot-free. No body that has killed or has wasted Biafran life will go scot-free.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Our deputy leader. My name is Solomon. I'm calling from Greater Manchester. I hear from Amechok Nano is in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your good work. And may Almighty Chukwuoke Kabiama keep on strengthening you and grant you wisdom, knowledge and understanding. And also I want to thank Almighty Chukwuoke Kabiama, who has been preserving our leader Nnamdi Kanu in the enemy's camp. May he continue to guide him, protect him, and blind the eyes of all his enemies. In the name of Yahushua, I pray.
He said.
And I feel bad for the news, for the sad story, what happens today at Aba, for the way they molested and killed on Ambia France, who were just doing peaceful protest, for the illegal detention of our leader Nnamdi Kanu. But I want to promise our people back home that all those involved, the Zoo Army, the Zoo Police, the Zoo Navy, the Zoo Government, as many as there are that are involved in this massacre of our people, they will surely brought to the justice. Whether they like it or not, we will surely bring them to their nail. They must surely pay dear for it. That's one thing I want to promise them. And I'm also calling, I'm still emphasizing on what I said before in the morning concerning what the governor of Enugu State, Ifeanyi Ugwuayi, said about trying to distract or disturb any peaceful protest in Enugu State. I want to tell him that if anything happened to anybody in that state, in my state, we will go after him. We will first go after anyone related to him before we go after his children, before we will now come to him. So he will know what it means for someone to lose his or her loved ones. If anything happened to any of our people, maybe because they are protesting in Enugu, or they are on their way going to the neighboring state, maybe Abia state, or they are going to Asaba, Delta state, to protest. If anything happens to any one of them, he will surely pay for it. Because it is his duty as the executive governor of the Enugu state, which is the chief security, to make sure he provides security for anybody in Enugu state, anywhere they are going, as long as they are doing peaceful protest for the illegal detention of our leader Nnamdi Kanu. You should make sure you provide enough security for them and not for anything to harm my people. Because if anything happened to any of my people, we will come after you. It's not a threat, but it's a promise. I'm telling you, you have to be careful and don't imitate what others are doing to kill our people. Because if you try it, you know where I come from. We will surely come after you. And our deputy leader, I want to tell you something. Because you can't continue keeping quiet. And some people are instigating violence, because I have discovered that some people have collected money from the Zoo government, even here in the UK, to keep on instigating violence and keep on causing havoc in what we are doing in this struggle of restoration of Biafra. Someone have even commented, I said that someone should volunteer to go to jail here in UK for us to teach HTML4 a lesson. But I'm telling the person that wrote this message, called Chika by name, that you are unless if you are not in the UK, in this UK, we make sure we hunt you out. and you face the justice, we surely make sure you will face the justice of this land. You face the law of this land. You're saying that someone should volunteer to go to jail here for you guys to teach our deputy leader Uchenna for a lesson. You have made a very big mistake of your life. I'm telling you, men who do something, they don't talk much. We don't need to come out and talking blah 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 like market woman. Do you people are doing in the UK forum? But I'm promising you, we are promising you, you will face the law of this land. That's all I have for you, our deputy leader. Keep on the good work, and may Almighty Kikabiama bless all the Biafrans and bless all the lovers of freedom. I pray that Almighty Kikabiama will come and rescue us, and Biafra will come. In the name of Yahushua, I pray.
You say, thank you very much, and may God bless you and family as well, and strengthen you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in charge. And those who are threatening, we have been waiting for them, and they have never done anything. We are waiting for those who have volunteered themselves. One can only die but once. But it is very important that examples are set. We are moving relentlessly forward. The ongoing reshuffling continues, and there is going to be imminent changes very soon. Very, very soon. It doesn't matter whom you are. It's as simple as that. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, yeah, good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Onika Chiekocha. I'm calling from Iguacha. I came from Imo State to serve you in the Worry Not. My deputy director, I thank you very much for keeping our spirit high, for making sure that this radio continues, because the more the radio is going, our spirit is breathing hard. I'm God getting the police, the Jew army can do to also quench our spirit. Our spirit is high. What happened to other faith? I was sharing tears, but I asked myself that I will remain with you. I want to also encourage the whole IPOB in Biafra land. So keep on the good fight that we are fighting. Despite they are killing us, we will remain resilient. The more they kill us, the stronger they make us, but they don't know. But I want to see us. If we cannot do anything, our deputy director, the way these people are killing us and going free, I'm angry. To me, I want to decide to die for Nnamdi the Kanu, and I must die with somebody. Because what happened?
Can you hear me? It's gone, and we will continue. Thank you very much for that contribution. The next person. Can you hear me? Next person on the line, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Deputy Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. My name is Chike Ziewodo. I'm calling from Mpo.
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad to hear from you today, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Definitely, today thank God for everything, no matter all the sad news we had from Abba. But as Abba, I'm grateful today. Everything was calm. I thank all the whole IPOB generals who participated today, Jawalar today. We all give glory to Almighty Chukwudi Kabiyama. Today is the first time I call, and I thank God I got you today, because I've been trying for a quite long time. But only God knows what happened. So today I'm very, very glad. I of hearing from you.
One thing I want to say is all glories belongs to Almighty Chukwuoke Gadiama, because he knows the best. Many are calling, sharing their views over what is happening. It's real anyway. But nevertheless, we have been dead because anybody who is living in the contraption called the zoo in Nigeria, it's already been dead. So we are not afraid of death anywhere. I've been seeing death for quite a long time from the Hausa Fulani. So it's no longer anything to us. But what I'm trying to say tonight is that the God Almighty knows everything. But the morale is rising over and over, more than over. It becomes a time when we endure no more. But I pray that all my future Kokagama will always stood with us and give us the mind of endurance. But the anger is rising more than and more than. It's rising to the extent that we will never enjoy it anymore. I was a member of myself when we were deceived by the criminal, so-called Wazirike. In 1999, what happened was a terrible something. Which those who knows about dying, who encountered the same thing the way I encountered, you know what I'm saying. You know, King Gomas like a black rat today. And all these things are still packed into our mind. We have been deceived for a quite long time by the enemies who abide by the Nigerians, Hausa Fulani and so-called. Then was Rike. Until when the determination of the Lord existed, he brought up Nnamdi Kanu as the Messiah. We thank Chukwuoke Gadiama for him. Nnamdi Kanu will be out. We have faced many, many things that is beyond ordinary man to know or to even think of. But by the grace of Almighty God, the last burial we made then was 100 and something dead bodies. During Wazirike, the last burial we made in mass burial of Biafrans that were killed by Hausa Fulani, and we're still alive moving forward. The time has come. Oh, we endure no more. I'm telling you with all my mind tonight. We are many, 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 many beyond the expectations of Hausa Fulani. My men are coming out very soon. And the time has come that we will come out from the jungle where we are to see our enemies and confront them. Because the patience will be running out of patience. But the day has come when we will be out with all the last all we have on earth. And if we die, the dead is very, very far away from us. Dead is not for us until the Biafra comes. So please, my deputy director, I want you to keep on. More grace you are able. We are here for you. I plead with all those in the diaspora. Please. If it is for we will stand resolute. We are fair before our enemies. May God bless you and bless all the dear friends all over the world.
Thank you. Thank you very
in
much.
In the precious name of Chukwuka Adeoma, I pray.
He say, thank you very much and God bless you too. Thank you. The next caller on the line, your name and where you are, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone? Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening. Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, my people, fellow Biafrans. This is Canon Takano calling from the state of Bavaria. Many people will be wondering why is Canon always calling all the time. I want to make one thing very clear to everybody, wherever you are, if you are listening. This is our radio. It belongs to every Biafran. It doesn't belong to anybody. And we've been following the threats going around in London, England, and all whatnot, the United Kingdom. We want to make one thing very clear and simple to everyone. We have well over 88 countries where we have our own IPOB family members. United Kingdom is only part of it. The rest of the 87 countries in the world is greater than United Kingdom. Nobody should dare, I repeat, threaten our every deputy director, or threaten Canada, or threaten to do anything with our radio. Our people are dying at home. And we are here busy writing nonsense in the forum. I want to make one thing very simple, clear to everybody. It's a time we all have to get up and know what to do. If you don't know what to do, it's better to clear off from the system. But if we are here to sabotage other people, to destroy other people, while our brothers and sisters are dying at home, I swear to Chukwuka Adeoma, wherever you are, Amadeoha will visit you. Wherever you are, Amadeoha will visit you. It's better at this very minute for us to go back and think twice and know where we're heading to. We are not after power. What we're after is just the restoration of Biafra. And our people are dying. And some people are being incarcerated because of our own sake. And you fools are here making noise. I think it's the time you guys have to wake up. I don't miss my words tonight because I am very, very angry with every one of you. It doesn't matter wherever you are across the world. Either you are with Biafra or you are against Biafra. There's nothing to negotiate about it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. The next caller on the line, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No. Next caller, can you hear me?
My name is Franklin Wode, known as Atose. I'm coming from Abba.
Thank you very much.
My deputy director, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
What happened at Abba today at the National High School? I thank God for Chukwuka Adeoma. Some soldiers shot off at National High School, some got wounded, but we remember the roof. Our school kept them help us to move forward. But we went to Araria, then the Zoo police are shooting us. Two persons died there and some got injured. Along the current person along the line at Philippia Hospital. At Philippia Hospital. Political doctor, carry the person and go to the doctor on the along the line, that one died again. Then I call my conductor, say, what are you going to do? Say, all of us will come back. You should not ask, because they were our director. Since I come back for that protest, you know, I'm not happy, and my mind is still bad. I'm not happy, so my brother's dying in front of me. I'm not happy, my deputy director. This is this thing I've gotten over. This is out of hand. this is out of hand. We cannot stay there and see what we see again. And the OKJ Basel spoke about Steve this night. We don't want any protest in Abe again. The LSOT is using the protest and kicking against him at court. So, our deputy director, please, you people will know what to do at us. So, stand for these new people. They are sitting us every day. Every day they go to protest, they sit us. And they carry our three members along the line. They pick them to Omaha. So, some, they went to another police station to go out of freedom. They start shooting at us. So, one bullet touched one man at his stomach. So, along the way, we're not happy. See, that afternoon, in Madam Director, we're not happy. I called my general coordinator. He's supposed to ask. He said, no, we need they are finding evidence for our IPP members. They still know our director, so we cannot add anything. All of us, we should come back. Then we listen to her and come back for that area and come back. She said, come back to my house. I'm not happy to now. I'm not happy, almost I'm not getting the director. This is all I want to say. I don't have any much to say. Thank you, my director. God bless you. And bless you, a member of IPOP.
Thank you very much. You say, thank you very much, nobody is happy, but you cannot be rewarded into taking actions prematurely. We have the right to defend ourselves. That right will be activated at the appropriate time. If anybody wants to do anything, you have to step out of IPOB and do it. We are following a methodical program that we have set for ourselves. The IPOB protest remains peaceful.
Okay, sir.
And again, there are people who are joining the protest to cause troubles as if those people are IPOB family members. If anybody is akin to doing something else that is not in line with what we are doing at the moment, that person should step out and do it on his own. That's what I'm trying to say at the moment. But we have a program, and if we cannot listen to that, then yeah. Hello. Yeah, thank you very much. I mean,
okay, I'm very sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
God bless you, sir.
Bless you too. Thank you very much.
Yeah, God bless you.
Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, the line you're calling is not the appropriate line. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Precious Yoyo, General Playboy.
Right, thank you very much.
Yeah, what I really want to say is this. I think what is happening is very noticed to everybody. And it's like we are playing game with people's life. And we don't need to play game with people's life. What is happening? Our people have been killing our people, doing all sorts of nonsense. Our people are dying, and we are still telling them to be going out. Do you protest? Protest for what? What are they protesting for? When they are killing them, Nigerian government don't have access. I have never seen a country that kills and peaceful demonstrators. But Nigerian government has been killing these people, innocent people, and we are there doing nothing. By the time we know, all these people will enter houses. Our movement will have nothing. Automatically, we do nothing if we continue this life. Why not we take decisions?
But nobody is holding you and any other person that wants to do something from doing something.
All this is very wrong. As I'm talking to you, I am not in my house. I have been running. SSS has been looking for me all over the place. And I'm still doing the work of the benefit of Biafra. I'm doing it for the innocent people. I'm doing it for my children. Other people that came out for the benefit of Biafra are doing it for the benefit of their children, for the benefit of the innocent people. But look at, people are dying. Nothing has been done. And look at, bet me, if it will continue to be like this, God forbid, what will happen to in Nnamdi Kanu. We are trying to protect that nonsense from this idiot. And we are doing nothing. Even like doing nothing. What are we waiting for? When our people are dying, they keep continuing killing our people.
I ask again, what are you doing? And people that thinks along the line you're thinking, what are you doing?
Jesus Christ.
If you continue this way,
I will just travel. Because I cannot continue this life. I cannot continue running. Running for people I'm not supposed to run for. People took decisions. People saved their life. Came out for the benefit of Biafra. But we are not doing anything. But we are the leaders. God forbid you. I cannot continue this.
Thank you very much. That's a very welcome opinion. And nobody is holding you from doing anything. Nobody absolutely holding you. And so many other people in doing anything. The IPOB family members are doing what they are doing, exhausting all the legal and democratic processes and procedures in place. And at the appropriate time, people will begin to respond. Because we have the right to defend ourselves. But nobody is holding you from defending yourselves. Our program cannot be railroaded. We cannot be hastened into taking premature actions. The next caller on the line, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello? Hello, that's you. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Good evening, welcome to
hello?
The I can hear you, go ahead.
Hello, good evening, that's you, director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Ishibu Oifan. I'm calling from Onitsha.
Thank you very much.
I want to tell all the Biafran that everybody should take care. Freedom takes a lot of things before you get freedom. Everybody who is a member of the family of IPOB is supposed to know that you sacrifice for your life, you are not afraid of going to jail, you are not afraid of enemy. That is what director preach before he was entered in the camp of enemy. So everybody should know that the freedom fighter is not afraid of anything. Instead of staying for Nigeria as a slave, they are killing us with poisonous food, killing us with fake medicines, killing us with all sorts of things. People are not seeing it. And let everybody know it that whether you are IPOB or Masoro, as far as you commit yourself for this evil cause, and if you are a fellow member dies, those who are dies can never leave us alone. can never, never lose every. I don't have enough credit. Thank you for your good work. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Namdi Lemchi. I'm calling from Finland. I'm a member of APUBI from Malaga, instead. For the news that came up today, honestly, to be frankly speaking, I was very, very angry today when I'm hearing the news today for our people that were shot dead in Amba today. But my own opinion, what I want to say that is, for everybody knows that Nigeria is a zoo. And when somebody wanted to go to a zoo, you have to prepare yourself for the animal not attack you. What these people have declared on ourselves, these people don't have any regard for the human life. The only thing we have to let our people know that they, our people have to defend themselves. Because self-defense is allowed in everywhere. We can't continue keeping dying like this. I've been watching the picture of the people that they shot dead today. I'm bitterly angry today. So you have to do something. If it is take our people, let them take, even if they take weapon and defend themselves. Once they're coming to shoot them, let them shoot them back. Because we can't continue dying like this. Not when they kill us, or when they kill us finish that we can get this back from. We need to defend ourselves. Because it's right. That's why some people you see the Arab people. You can't do this to Arab people. What you do to Arab people, they will kill themselves and kill the person. That's why the world are respecting them today. That's why the world are afraid of them today. Because they know that Arab person can kill them, kill himself and kill the person. Let us show something. Let us show this people that they are mad. We are also mad. We can't keep on folding our hand and watching them killing us, killing our people every day, killing our sisters, killing our brothers every day. This is too much. It's getting out of hand. We need to fight back. We need to start killing these people. As they're killing us, those soldiers, I think they have barracks. They have somewhere they're living in Abba. They have somewhere they're living in Oncha. Some of them are not living inside barracks. Some of them are living outside. We can even let them go to their house.
That's well taken. But what I'm saying here is nobody is holding anybody from defending him or herself. I don't know whether you get my message.
Let everybody know it. Once you are going for
nobody,
the protest, you have to
nobody,
defend
yourself. No,
you
nobody defend is yourself. Holding you from need, defending
you
yourself.
To, you don't need to. Whatever you have, you really can defend yourself. Once you see any soldier and target, kill him. Because they'll be killing us. When they kill us, when we start killing them, then the world will come for this thing. Because if we keep on folding our hands, the world will not say anything. But when you attack us, we attack them back. You will see the world will come out. UN will come for this thing. Because they have seen people are dying with both sides. Because you can't keep on waiting. We're seeing these people killing us every day. Our people are dying. People are losing their life every day. We are not happy. This is a great map of hand. Then we have to fight back. Because I'm not happy today for me to see the blood of our people today. I was watching the blood of this young man that was flowing on the streets. I wasn't happy today to see all these things. We have to fight back for this rubbish. Those police and those armies, they are living in the house. Our people, some of them don't get well. Some of them, they are even their neighbors. They know where they are living. They can even treat them in bed and see them in their house and kidnap them and kill them. It gets out of hand. What's the meaning of all these things? We can't be watching them and they'll be killing us because of what? That's what I have to say to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Can you hear me? They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening. Can you hear me, my brother?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, dear friends all over the world. And good evening to our only deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB, Maz Uchemefo, and our brother Ojukwu in Biafra land. These are tested and trusted people. My name is Maz Igwasimwode. By the grace of Chukwuka Kekabiama, I am the coordinator of IPOB family in Mubekjani. And I am serving my people under oath not to compromise in this struggle. My deputy director, I want to commend you for your exceptional service that you are discharging to our people. I am proud of you for remaining resolute without any compromise, even though you are sitting on a hot seat. May Chukwuka Kekabiama bless you and bless your family and protect you. I want to address Biafras all over the world, more especially our people in Biafra land. We, the IPOB all over the world, we are one. And we, the IPOB in Germany, is supporting our director and the Deputy Director Uchimefo in solidarity for the release of our director and for the restoration of Biafra. If any war or group of people wants to jeopardize the struggle, we will resist it and remove that person or group of persons and move forward. Square to that, if any one or group of people is holding any fund belonging to IPOB family or that was meant for our brothers and sisters who is in hospital, who have sustained various degrees of injuries, should release that fund immediately, or else the person or the group will face the wrath of God and the blood of their friends who is dying on daily basis will be upon their heads and their family. If anybody is working for our director not to come out, that person will never know peace. And at the end, the director will come out. We are in battle between good and evil. See? Light and darkness. We are in battle between the light and darkness. People should expect some level of challenges. Nobody should think everything will just be easy and Biafra will just come. Nothing good comes easy. Our director always say that any step we take bring us closer to get Biafra. That at the end we will win. If any people will come in, and he said that many people will come in and go out, and many people will remain. That is it. There's no forces on this earth that will stop the Biafra restoration. So don't be worried. I'm talking to our people. Nobody should be worried about anything they had. We have a tradition in this very struggle that irrespective of who you are, you must obey the hierarchy. We don't, whether you are a principal officer or whoever, any order that has been given, irrespective of who you are, irrespective of your position, you must adhere strictly to that rules and regulation that bind us together as one family, as one progenitor. As our director always said, that is ndi Igbo na soko asoko. No one onye pilake pita mada. Onye kwenu kwa police, obi no meba alert. Just ni kwenu kwa mada kwa police, o yibo kwa yini fomo, o legs istabiloko. Ofu mada sito, meba alert. So that is the nature of our people. When you praise them, it goes into their head. Our people don't know how to handle praise. Apparently, what happened was misplacement of priorities. Some people left what they should be doing and doing another thing. Instead of working hard for our director to come out of the enemy's camp, some people are busy fighting for power and money. It is shameful. Despite that, we are moving forward. Apparently, we are still one big family. Our director is coming out very soon, believe it or not. I want everyone to know one thing. That even in the Bible, when God sent Yahushua, Jesus Christ, to come and rescue his own people from injustice, Jesus Christ came and chose his own disciples, the people who walk with him, to make sure that the mission of God is accomplished on earth. Don't forget, my brother, there's a Judas among them. So in this, our own generation, God has sent Director Nnamdi Kanu to come and deliver his own people from the oppression of the enemies, from the hands of the enemies. And at the same time, Director have come on this earth to choose his own disciples, people who work with him. And among those people, there was a Judas. So to me, it's a natural phenomenon. Nobody should be worried about what they had on radio, therefore what they are saying. Devil can come in and devil will go out. And we'll move forward. For me, I've been in this struggle for many years now. I know what to have encountered. I know what to have passed through. And we are moving from strength to strength. People will come in, people will go out. Professionals will come in, professionals will go out. But that shouldn't make our people in Biafra land to think we are not moving forward. We are moving forward. Biafra is greater than anybody. Biafra is greater than any group, any family. Any day, I, as a principal officer, under this struggle, any day I refuse to carry out my duty, any day I was asked to stand down and I refuse, thunder from heaven will bomb me and my family. I must adhere strictly to this struggle. Any day I compromise, any day I was asked to stand down, I will stand down and support others. Nobody should be like you are king or whatever in this world. So what I'm saying is this: our brothers in Biafra land, we are one. We are one big family. You people should not think there's a problem. There's no problem. What we're encountering is a normal thing, is a natural phenomenon. Devil can enter anybody, but if we are asked to step down, we step down, we move forward. So Biafra is greater than anybody. And I want to appeal to our people back home. If you don't know what is happening, don't just come on air and speak.
and say, why does this person say this? Why does this? No, 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 don't say what you don't know. We know what is happening and we are moving forward. So, dear friends, I thank you all, and our director, deputy director, before the of God will bless. I've never seen anybody like you. You know, people don't know what is happening. For director to choose you as a deputy, it's all about trust. He cannot do freedom for you to fight without trust. We are talking about who can you trust to give your life in your hands. It's not easy. People should understand this. You can speak glamour from today to tomorrow. If I don't trust you, I cannot work with you. This is not about professionalism, about being political correctness or whatever. No, we are talking about trust. What we said in the morning, is it what you are saying in the evening? What I discuss with you, is it what you are doing? This is the question. It's not about when you see small change, you start to change. No, 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 no. So therefore, you people should understand this. We are working against light and darkness. So there must be a level of challenge. And whenever it comes, we overcome it. We are too big to be put down by any one element or group of people. We are too big for that. This is not the first time we are making such a counter in this world. People are coming. People have gone. And many are coming. So, dear friends, all we need is to support this world. Everybody should support our deputy. You love our director. You love their slap. Support our deputy director. And support the director based on the law he implements. Whatever that is happening today, the director have foreseen it for many years. The letter has told our brothers and our sisters from South South that they should come out and join the struggle. If you people don't come out, what is happening today? They are chasing our brothers one by one, and they are running. They have no choice than to identify themselves that they are Biafrans, and then they will run away from them. The letter said about Nigerian economy, that this economy they are talking about, Nigeria, so far see that Nigeria is the biggest economy in Africa, even superseding South Africa. The letter says it's a lie. Now, what our financial, the Minister of Finance, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, says is about rebasing the economy. That explains everything for us. What rebasing the economy means, it's like you are putting a basin of, maybe you give an example, if a lane is falling, where we are, most of us are growing up in the village, if the lane is falling, you put a bucket towards the direction that the lane is coming out from. If the lane changes from that direction, you remove the bucket and put it in the next direction where the lane is coming from. That is the meaning of the best economy. It doesn't mean that Nigerian economy is the best in Africa. Today, what is happening? The director said that oil will fall below $50. Now it's below $30. How can this government operate? They are only civil servants, they are only workers. Nigeria is going to collapse. Today, the budget is missing. Everybody should understand what is happening. We are not doing Biafra because we want to fight or we want to kill people or want to share blood. No, we are doing Biafra because we have seen the marginalization, the injustice, the disenfranchisement. All these people, all this is happening in that country. Nigeria cannot work. Everybody must know this. There's no way Nigeria, nobody, even God in heaven, cannot change Nigeria to work as a country. Nigeria cannot function. So we want to go away. People should understand this. We are not going away because we are jealous of anybody. We want to be our own. We want to build our own nation. So people should support this struggle and forget about whatever that is happening. Ojukwu, our brother, is doing a great job in Biafra. People should support him. That man is one of a kind again. When I have never met him, I don't know him, but what he's doing, people should support him, please. This is all I can say. Thank you, dear friends, and may God and Ojukwu Okabia bless you all. You see?
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. The next caller on the line, your name and why you are. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Uchomofo.
Good evening, this welcome to the
evening. Calling from Spain.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please, I have a little suggestion to make on the killing of our people. My suggestion is that our people are being killed. Because in my own opinion, we are not doing some certain things right. And that is the way we are protesting. We are protesting for the release of our leader, which is who is Nnamdi Kanu. But many people are protesting as if we are protesting to get Biafra. We are protesting to release our leader first. Let us change the tactics we are using. We should stop shouting Biafra, Biafra. We are protecting our leader. That is why they are killing us. And that is why we should change, because it's not working. Every time we got
we should stop talking about Biafra. Is that what you're talking about?
No. I didn't say that. I said we should stop protesting as if we are protesting to get Biafra. We are not protesting to get Biafra. We are protesting to release our leader. True or false?
I don't understand how to make that correlation. Who is our leader now, the Kanu?
The director of Radio Biafra.
And what again?
What I'm saying is, the way we are doing the protest, we are doing the protest as if we are doing the protest to get Biafra. But the main reason of the protest is to release our leader.
I don't agree with you on that. Can you go and organize a unit?
I'm not organizing a unit. It's a suggestion, and if we don't take it, it's okay. I can say.
No, I'm not saying I'm not taking your suggestion or something. I'm just asking a question. You know.
Yes.
You cannot separate our leader Nnamdi Kanu from the issue of Biafra. And then when you try to do that, then it becomes a monumental job. And you can't succeed in doing that. What I have said is that we are demonstrating against the continued illegal detention of our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. That is the protest. Howard, and then you cannot separate it from the issue of Biafra restoration, because that is what we have. My brother, I have no.
They are shooting at us. The reason why they are shooting at us is that we are separatists. We want to leave. But the main issue is that we want them to release our leader.
Let me tell you something, we can't be intimidated. Biafra restoration is not different from what we all stand for. And so if they are shooting us because we are asking for Biafra restoration, then you are afraid of it, then you are not prepared for this struggle.
I'm not afraid of it. We have to, it's a do day before he's always in doors. He has got to go down first before.
No. I totally disagree with that. Can you go? Nobody is preventing you from saying anything you want to say. I have repeatedly said, look, we are protesting the continued illegal detention of our leader, but we can't separate it from Biafra. That is not.
No, we are not separating it from Biafra. Me, I'm against.
No,
the, like,
if you want, no.
If you want Biafra, the Buhari we know as the Zoom president is. He said that he will negotiate with Boko Haram. He said it with his mouth. But why can't he negotiate with Biafrans? Rather, he's traveling all over the world. I'm 100% with you people. I'm not changing my stand.
Are you a member of IPOB in Spain, where you are?
I'm a member of IPOB. I went to Madrid for protest the other time. So I'm 100% member.
No.
I'm not to somebody.
Are you a member of IPOB? That's what I'm asking. Do you go to our meetings?
I live a little bit far from where they do the.
You see, that explains why you're talking the way you're talking.
I go sometimes, not every time.
Okay, so there you are.
Well,
we cannot. We have a program of action, and we are following it methodically. If you want to do anything outside what we're doing, you step aside and then do it. But we have to follow our program as it should be. We are
okay.
Not. Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Let's call out your name and where you are.
Good evening. My name is
an informant agent from Kwagong State, but I'm calling from Port Harcourt, Bocha.
Right, thank you very much.
Yeah, I want to speak to this, our IPOB members, because I don't really know what happened to them. I'm surprised to hear about some people are collecting bribes in the name of IPOB. I'm from a Bible state, and we know how to handle some issue like this. I didn't go to the protest yesterday because of if I go, maybe I will do something that will cause the war. That's why I don't go. Because we always said we should remain vigilant, and we cannot do something that will separate our plan. And that's why we don't want to follow violence. And some people died in this struggle. I mean, we should have been at least work as instruction, not to commit him right. Because now, Biafra has stand up, according to people have stand up, but now people are still collecting bread. What is wrong with them? I'm disappointed in them. So let's stand up together and fight this battle, and we will win. Please.
IPOB is not, IPOB and Biafra is not for sale. Anybody doing that is not part of us. It's simple as that. And we cannot be bothered about it. We are moving forward.
I know. We are moving forward. And I'm doing my evangelism everywhere. I know I cannot surrender. And I cannot retreat. When it is the time, we will know what to do. Thank God that the radio is speaking from my side now. I've had a mistake. Because I've called some people, they told me that they are connecting. So no problem.
Are you listening to the radio in where are you calling from? Sorry, I forgot. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, where are you listening from at the moment?
I'm from Port Harcourt now.
Okay.
But
all
I
right.
called somebody last week. They say the radio is on.
Yes, but somebody complained that they removed the radio, though the radio is not working as we speak. You were saying last week, so I don't know. I need a confirmation now, and not maybe last week. I need a confirmation.
Okay, I will call the person back to confirm.
Right, thank you very much.
So when I call the person back, I will call you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can I go ahead, Deputy Director?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, dear friends, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom. Welcome today, the 18th of January 2016, to our live broadcast. My name is still Nenaya Anya. I'm from Ihechiowa in Biafra land. Fellow dear friends, today, I'm not going to give you the updates for the monthly dues. Rather, I'm going to call out the names of countries that have not paid for their legal fee. But before I go on, I want to commend our people back home, and my sympathy goes to those that lost their loved ones. May Chukwu Abiama give them the strength to bear it. And I thank all those that took part in the demonstration today. Chukwu Okike Abiama will bless you all. Fellow Biafrans, we all know how far we have come. We have been in this struggle. We made a lot of contributions. We went for evangelism. We have come this far because we believe in ourselves. We have come this far because we want our freedom. We have come this far because we believe in our director. We have come this far because we know that we can achieve what we are in for. Therefore, I'm asking everybody, please, to remain resolute. Do not listen to lies. Do not allow yourself to be used. Do not allow yourself to be used by people who want to achieve one or two things. You know the reason why you joined this struggle. You joined this struggle because you want your freedom. That's why we are here. And we have come this far. There is no going back. And we know that we can do more. We are the ones that are supporting this radio. We are the ones that are paying for it. No single country owns this radio. This radio is owned by all IPOB members in all the countries where we reside, both in Biafra land and in diaspora. I repeat, no single country owns this radio. This radio is owned by you and me, all of us, because we all make contribution. So nobody can say he has a monopoly of this radio. Therefore, fellow Biafrans, I thank you all. You all know that today some of our people were shot dead. Some are in the hospital. Some have been there for some time. And we know that they need treatment. And this treatment costs money. We cannot leave them behind. Please, we all should endeavor to make contributions any way you can so that our brethren will have some medical treatment. Some of them, they have lost their jobs because they came out to protest. Some of them, they have lost their family members because they came out to protest. Please, we should not leave them. We should make contributions. When you are asked to make contribution, endeavor to do that. It's very, very necessary. It might be your turn tomorrow. It might be a member of your family tomorrow. That's why it's very, very necessary. We work together as family. Do not allow anybody to deceive you. Do not carry anybody's cross but your own. Go by your spirit. We have come this far. We have achieved a lot. We don't have any politician that is helping us. It's we that are supporting this radio. We, it's our own hard work. That's why we have come this far. And I know we will continue to do that. Endeavor to pay your fees, your monthly dues. You know where you are supposed to pay. Follow your conscience. Do not allow anybody to deceive you, because many are out there. And do not allow anybody to use you. Do what you know is good, is correct, in the presence of Chukwuka Abiam, because he is the one that will bless you. Not a fellow human being. He can promise you, but tomorrow he will disappoint you. Fellow Biafrans, you all know that our case will be coming up very soon in the international court, and this needs money. We have paid some, but we still have to pay more, and it's going to be very expensive. Please, endeavor to pay your legal fee. It's very, very important. We cannot go back now because it's very, very necessary so that the world will hear about us. Now, I'm going to call out the names of countries that have not paid a dime. Some have paid, but some have not even paid anything. And I'm going to call out the names of those countries that have not paid. I will do that by calling the names of the national coordinators, because some of us have left what we are supposed to do and have become champion on Facebook. But we have left while we are in this struggle that we are here to restore Biafra. But some of us are now keep ourselves busy in something else. But I pray that Chukwuka Abiam will bring in the people that will do this job. Those of us that have decided that have given our time, our resources, our energy, Chukwuka Abiam will bless you all. And I know more will come in to join this noble cause. Deputy Director, I thank you very much. A lot of people have criticized you, but you remain very steadfast. I thank you for that, for representing our director. And I thank all those that are very faithful in this struggle. Now, we go to Africa. Again, I repeat, the countries that I'm going to call now are countries that have not paid anything for their legal fee. Africa, Democratic Republic of Congo, The national coordinator name is Nelson Okechukwu. Morocco have not paid. Name of the coordinator is Daniel Dike. Mozambique, the name of the coordinator is Okechukwu Izondo Obidigwe. Now we go to Asia. China have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Ethel Anya Udo. Pakistan have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Chigozie Achuzien. Thailand have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Excellence Mba. In India, they don't have no national coordinator as of now, but they have not paid. Now we go to Middle East. Kuwait have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Tina Sanwuru. Turkey have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Ezinaya Okoli. Now we go to Europe. Denmark have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Clement Mwaohia. Finland have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Chika Madu. Ireland have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Isaiah Oba. One person paid from Ireland yesterday. On Friday, I'm sorry. Italy have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Michael Irania. Russia have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Charles Agujebe. Sweden have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Agunobi. Spain have not paid. I don't know the name of the coordinator. United Kingdom have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Emeka Onyebuchi. Now we'll go to the U.S. Canada have not paid. The name of the coordinator is George Chima. For United States, I'm not sure if they have paid, but maybe by the time I call the next one, I will now get the updates. Now we'll go to Australia. It's only one person that paid in Australia, and that is Mazi Austin of former. Now I ask myself, what about the others? They have not paid. And as you can see, a lot of countries have not paid. But they all know that we have a lawyer and that our case will be coming very soon. Everybody wants an international lawyer. Fine, but that costs money. And I know we can do it. Those that are faithful in this struggle, it's high time we show ourselves. And those of you that have paid, some countries have paid, but not all, endeavor to do something. And those that have not paid, you ask yourself questions. Why have you not paid? You don't want us to achieve our country back? You don't want us to get this restoration process that we are all in? This is a question you need to ask yourself. It's not just on Facebook. Commenting on Facebook. Fine, it's good to comment on Facebook. But we have an assignment here. And that assignment is that we have to pay what we are supposed to pay. We need to do what we are supposed to do to move this struggle forward. Because that's the reason why we are here. And we have come this far because we have all worked hard. We should work harder. Ask ourselves questions. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Or is he just looking for faults on somebody else? It's high time we all sit up, please. It's very, very necessary. This case will be coming up very soon, and we cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It's very, very important. Pay your money where you are supposed to pay. You all know that Germany director said is where our finance is. You pay up the money so that our satellite will be on. Our radio will speak every day. Our TV is on. We cannot afford to go back. We have come this far with no help. You and me are the ones that have made it so far, and we cannot go back now. Please, everybody should sit up. This legal fee is very, very important. Next week, before the week runs out, I will call out the names of countries that have not paid their monthly dues. But for today, is the legal fee. And I hope, after listening to the news today, we all go back and ask ourselves questions. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? What have I done to move this struggle forward? What have I done to make sure that where our director is, that he comes out very soon? Have I made my own plan? Have I contributed much? Have I done what I'm supposed to do? Or is it just criticizing others without criticizing yourselves? What have I done to move this forward? Director, I'm with you. I'm in front of you. I'm at the back of you. If they get hold of you, I will be the first one to bomb them. If they hold you, Director, I will go with you. Where are they? They are nowhere to be found. Some cannot even contribute. Some now are now having excuses not to contribute. Oh, how can I contribute when this is going on? No, we are moving forward. Nothing is going to stop us in this struggle. As I said before, the spirit of the dead will be with us in this struggle. And we achieve all what we are supposed to achieve. Make no mistake about it. Nobody can stop us in this struggle, no matter who you are, because this is the time. This is the time that you go, Kikabiama said, my children, you have to go. So nobody can stop us. Thank you very much. But everybody should think about it. When you, after the news, just look for a very quiet corner in your house and ask yourself the question, what have I done? Have I done enough? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? I promise, Director, I will be with him. I will be whatever he says. Have I done that? Or am I just there causing trouble? Ask yourself that question. It's very, very important. As I said earlier, this radio belongs to all of us. I mean, all IPOB members, all Biafrans, does not belong to any particular city or any particular country. It's our radio because we all contribute. So, think about it. Thank you very much, Deputy Director. May Chukwu Okike Abiyama bless you for what you are doing for us. That's what I have so far. Unless you have any question for me, I'm finished for the day. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Of course, you have said it all. And what else can I say? Anybody who indeed is not following what Director said, anybody who is not in line, in tune with what Director said, is obviously not for Director. And indeed, anybody who is not in line with IPOB family tradition is obviously out of it. It is either we are in or we are out, and there is no going back on it. And one thing is clear here. Not UTMF4, not anybody can stop the quest for the restoration of Biafra. No born, no woman, no man, no group of people born of flesh is capable or are capable of stopping the quest for the restoration of Biafra, because it is a divine project ordained by God Almighty Himself. And as you know, the spiritual controls the physical, and the spirit of Biafra will always prevail in the end. I thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? They are not talking. Can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I'll go back to the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone? The caller from Germany, can you hear me? I don't know what that means. The caller on the other line, can you hear me?
Good evening, UTMF4.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
My name is Enobong. I'm calling from Iwachana. I come from Akwa Ibom State.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Please, I want to comment on one man that called that our governor here signed for them to kill our Dalezo. Tell the man, tell whosoever that signed for the death of our director that I said, a noble come from Akwa Ibom said, if anything happened to that man, you see that man,
That man is our Messiah. If anything happened to that man, announce on air, repeat this broadcast, because I will be the very bad terrorist in this country. Even if it will take me 100 years, because I know what I'm passing through here. If I tell you my age and tell you what I'm passing through, all the whole world will cry about me. So tell them about it. Today, they have not come into court. They have not released our director. Tell them, and I myself, I'm ready to finish. I'm ready to die. Are you understand me?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Please, I want to tell my fellow brothers again from Akwa Ibom State, whosoever that listening to me this night, wherever you are, you need to know this. Anywhere you go, Hausa know you as Igbo. If you like, if from Akwa Ibom, if from anywhere, if from Hausa, if from River State, if from anywhere you come from, if Hausa man see you, as far as you are not Hausa man, you are an Igbo. Please, I want to let you know, wherever you are, come out. There is nothing like problem. If you come out from your house, protest. They say protest, come out. On 14, I know what I'm passing through and two people. I was there when police were shooting at us. You know, they shoot at us, kill people there. Then we are there. You are in your house. Open your shop. Come out. We are the people that hold Biafra, not even Buhari. Come out. Why, please, why I call you this evening is that I'm so happy because I, since morning I was trying your line. I couldn't get you. I want to let my brothers to know, because as I am now, I am very, very annoying for them not to bring our letter this night. I want to tell them whether it will take me 20 years, 40 years, 100 years coming, as far as I'm alive, any day I remember, I will make sure I trouble Nigeria if they don't release that man and give us our freedom. If they want to try it, let them try it and see. I will make sure. Now, we are obeying our director, obeying our second to director. We should remain peaceful. It's not like we didn't know what we're supposed to do. The only thing is that we are children of Chukwuka Kiki Abiyama. We are just submitting from God. We are not submitting to for anybody. We are just following according to our director. That is why we keep quiet. That doesn't mean that who is police? Who is army? They are not even having a simple mind. We have mind. The only thing is that we will submit for God. What we want them to do for us is that for them to give us our freedom, give us our director. Because to me, if anything happens to the director before they give us our Biafra, I will not take it, because I would love to see that man when Biafra is alive. You understand me?
Hello? Go ahead.
If I didn't see Namje Kanu when Biafra is alive, I will see trouble, because I worry them. I would love to see that man till I die, till Chukwuka Biafra take my life. You understand? I want them to know this night. I'm so happy you take my call this night. Tell them, because I'm here now. I'm boiling. I was expecting to hear, you know, my daughter is coming out. But as it don't happen, God, Chukwuka Biafra is there. I know one day my daughter will come out. Nothing will happen to him. He's a child of God. He's a Messiah. That is what I know. Spirit always tells me. My conscience always tells me. That is why I do what I do. I don't count about money for now. But if those people, if Buhari and DSS, police, army, if you people didn't allow this man to come out and give us and keep us in the way we're supposed to be, sure, God, I will let you people know that thing you people think that you know. A poor man can come out from bush or anywhere and soak himself somewhere and do you know something. Don't think how much you heard. Don't think shishi you have. What I know is that what I determine, I'm going to do it if you don't give me my director and my freedom. That is the two things I need from you. I don't need anything. I don't need your money. I'm not a politician. I'm not even want to know who you are. But what I want is my director or my freedom. The two things are life. Please, Ochemapo, may God bless you. Continue for what you have done. I'm very, very happy the way you walk. Don't follow anybody that trying to intimidate you for you to miss your way, not to do what you're supposed to do. Do it. God will bless you, and God will continue strength. He'll give you the strength to continue. You know?
Thank you so much.
You know, whosoever that will come out somewhere to make you to turn your back from Biafra, because every time I listen to Radio Biafra, I always feel happy, even if I don't have money, even if I don't eat, I'm okay, because I believe Biafra is a spirit.
You understand? So let them know that Biafra is the spirit of Chukwu Kike Abiama. It's not something of one person. It's not something of a king or a village head or a governor or a president. Biafra is a spirit. Many people die for it. On 14 January, I witnessed two of our brothers die at Ubibo. I went there. I'm living in the inside Port Harcourt, inside the Gwacha. I went there, I paid trust, I went to that place. I see everything. I witnessed everything. Nobody, this is not somebody told me. But I was very, very annoying that day because I didn't want to do something beyond what you people tell us not to do. You understand? I know, even if I was sacrificed my last card to do what I'm supposed to do, but I need to submit and listen to the order, because it's good to listen to the order of the elders and people that control us. Because our director teaches us many things. You understand? The man is a child of God, because he's not a child of God. He will not be able to teach us everything about gospel and what God wants. You understand? And that's what we follow. That doesn't mean that we are going to be afraid of in the presence of our enemy. I cannot afraid of the presence of my enemy. So I want you to continue on your walk. God will strengthen you. God will give you the strength to continue this work here. Our director come out, we will succeed our freedom. May God bless you. Take care of this. Take care of yourself. You nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. And God bless you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? We are inching closer to ending this program, of course. We'll take a few more calls and end. The next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. My name is Chidobor Achebe.
Sorry?
Yeah. My name is Israel.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity to give to me to speak with me tonight. I'm so happy with what you're doing for the people of Biafra. We are grateful. We are not too grateful with you. I'm also grateful to God and our director. In fact, in full of joy, you know, to call this video, you know, doing a little contribution. You know, so what I'm saying is that I don't have much to say, but just to keep in one or two words. Like one of our brother called, you know, you. And I'm sorry, he said, you know, you don't need to do protest and all that. But he is right with the same, you know, the way the thing is happening in his heart. But to me, I have suggested, you know, people like that, when they talk like that, you tell them things they need to know, that actually it is by what they think we can do. We are capable of doing it. But you can call them, you know, probably say, what is your number? I think they're on them, you know, direct them. Because so many of them are hot. So many of them are not happy where they are. But you need to advise them, orientate them, you know, this is what we're looking for. Find a concept of action or whatever. You know, you don't think they should go ahead and do something or whatever, what they are supposed to do. So I think you call them all, tell them, okay, my brother, you don't need to start this on air. Can you talk to me after the program? I think that is the better way to bring the point about. You know, that's my little contribution. That is just what I want to say to you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too. Thank you very much. Can you hear me? They call on WhatsApp. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello. My name is Obin Okafor. I'm calling from Onitsha.
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Okay. Fellow dear friends, friends of dear friends, and lovers of freedom. we understand the grievances and grudges of people of the Zulu army of what they are doing, our fellow Biafran. But we, I urge all of you, resoluteness, you know that Obama says yes when everybody says no, and he says no when everybody says yes. So anything that is happening does only that Chukwuepiafra wants. I want to tell that person that you remember that's what coming from today, saying that we are agitating for the illegal detention of Nnamdi Kanu and not for actualizing Biafra. Why are we protesting? We are protesting for the detention of extrajudicial detention of Kanu. And also in the case agitating for the actualization of Biafra. So why are you confusing yourself? I don't think so that you are also an IPOB member. But no problem. I want to tell the Zulu army, if you people think that you people are animals that can shoot periodically, one day you people will come out without arms. Let us do it face to face, and we will know who will win. Just drop your guns. When you people come, drop your guns. Let we people face to face. Now Buhari have been traveling to countries. Now he's in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. What is he doing here? What is he going there to do? And he will hand over the country to the chief of army staff to do whatever he likes. All your friends, I greet you all and remain resolute. Deputy Director, once again, I greet you. I like what you have been doing. For those Biafran that have been collecting money in Biafran land and also in diaspora, continue collecting. Just bear in mind that the money that you are collecting is blood money. Any IPOB being shot, the blood is on your head. Just bear this thing in mind. Deputy Director, I will sign off.
Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you. This is the Biafra live transmission, and we are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in charge. We are, of course, as I said, inching closer to ending this program, and we will take a few more calls. We will take a few more calls and then close. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not listening, and we will take another call. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello. Yeah, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah, wonderful. My name is Kimiti. I'm calling from Lagos.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for the good work, and as you stand behind our director, the engineer. I like that we are resolute, and that's how we also resolute here. It pains me a lot when I hear that the Zulu army are shooting the ambulance protesters. That's what makes me. I urge all the Biafrans, all of them, to remain vigilant. Our director, three brothers, many will fall, many will die, many will stop on the way, many will join. That is how the struggle goes on. Thank God we are moving forward, we are moving ahead. The man that called and protecting to release Biafra, our director, and the protecting to Biafra is different. I don't know, that man is not confusing himself and whatever. Some people will come and call and leave Biafra. They don't know what to do to say.
all these people should be caught out immediately and allowed to talk. I'm happy to hear your voice this night. There's the people, the Abba, the Protestant at Abba, the people that were at the workshop, I'm consoling them. That I'm one of the steps of the struggle for freedom. Thank you, and God bless you, and if you could share them as well. I pray.
You say, and God bless you too. Thank you very much. Let's go to Skype. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Or former, can you hear me? This is unbelievable. Or former, can you hear me? Not sure what is going on. Former, can you hear me? Let's take another call from the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening. May the Lord Almighty bless you for the call and thank you. I want to tell you that nothing is going to happen. The evil people will do. They are doing temptation. But what I want to tell you, never you meet midnight prayer in particular. Never you meet midnight prayer available to guide yourself. You are doing more plantation every day, every month. So you need to write and do midnight prayer for yourself to protect yourself. That is what I want to tell you. May God Almighty bless you, cover you. No weapon for some
Jesus. Amen. Thank you very much, my sister. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are live, we are direct. I will go back to the line. Can you hear me, Oforma? Not sure what is happening. Let me see. Okay. Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, my brother, Inchem of Four.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. I can hear you, but there is noise where you are. Can you turn the radio off or move away from me, please?
Okay, I've turned it off. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
I just want to contribute. You are a man. I'm calling from Kano.
Right.
You are a man. You know what? I'm calling from Kano Zoo in Nigeria.
Yes. What are you doing?
You are a man. You are a man.
Yeah, go on.
I'm calling from Kano.
Go ahead.
I say you are a man. Why I say you are a man? All these things that all some people are calling on the phone, telling you they want to fight, they want to go and carry gun. They are mentioning some many things they want to do. And you still boom. I like you are a man. I live in Air Force Base. I'm calling from Air Force Base right now. I live with a DSS man. I live with a DSS man. That man is a Christian. He's from Medjugorje. He's my neighbor. This man, I don't want to just show that man that I'm a member of IPOB. But me and that man used to say, neighbor, anytime I walk the first, go and call me the entire town of Sabongeri. This man was telling me what the Niger government are waiting for now. They want Biafra to act. They want to. They are ready to fight. But I like the way you talk. I like the way you just. I don't say who can. You are a man. I want to tell all the member of IPOB. If you call yourself and a member of IPOB, I know everybody is listening to me right now. This our struggle is not fighting. It's not. You don't need to fight. We don't need to shout. We don't need to carry knife or say we want to go and fight. Fight who? God is with us. So I want to tell all the members of IPOB. Some people are calling saying they want to this one, they want to fight. Enough is enough. No. These people are waiting for you to react. But you people don't know. Many people are just saying they think that fight can. We don't need fight.
We don't need fight. If anything, if we don't bring fight for this our song, everything has scattered. I want to tell all the members of ICB, wherever you are, if you are in London, anywhere you are, remove everything fight in your even fight inside your mind. Remove it. Our God is alive. This God will fight for us. You don't need to fight. If you know what you people are doing, we know we are fighting our freedom. And God, everyone know that. We don't need to fight. If we are fighting, we don't like say we don't really have any faith in God again. So I want to tell all the members of IPOB, everybody should remove every spirit of fight. Causing problem. And we don't need fight. This DSS mantra that what Nigerian government are waiting for now, they want IPOB people to react. They will save them. We don't have gun, we don't have knife, we don't have anything. God will fight for us. So I want to tell all the members of party, some people are facing in somewhere making noise, they want to fight, and now they are killing their people, they are killing the government. God will fight for us. I went to Abuja court the last time. One man was saying that he was making mouth. I was sitting in my car, I was watching this guy. This man said the member of IPOB, after Niger.com network, they want to snap us picture. They ask him some certain question. This man answer them. So one radio that said he want to snap for the member of IPOB. This man dodged. He don't want to snap. I will tell my friend, see a member of IPOB, why are you dodging your face? So I want to encourage everybody. This is our song, not fight. We don't need fight. You people will see what God will do. Maybe all the world war doesn't want to put mouth, everything. They want CNN, Al Jazeera, BBC, cool down. You know what they are doing. God will surprise them. So I want to tell all the members of ICB, we don't need to even to have anything in mind to fight. Let us be doing our protest peaceful, nothing.
Thank you.
We don't have guns. We don't have knives. We don't have anything.
Thank you.
What are we fighting for?
Thank you, but we have to exhaust all the legal and democratic procedures on the ground. We must not also forget that we have the right to defend ourselves. We defend ourselves at the appropriate time.
We have right to defend ourselves. Yes, we have right. But as far as we have involved God, the Chukwuka Obioma, we have invited him for this our family. That man will help us. We don't need to have to fight. We can't fight. God is with us. I want to tell the member of IPOB, God is with us. We can't fight.
Yeah. Thank you.
If everything they want to do, let them do it. Our God is alive. If they like, let them keep all of us, but our God is alive. So
thank
I want
you.
To tell all the members of IPOB, anything of sweet or fight, I will remove it in the name of Jesus.
You
we don't need to fight.
You said, thank you very much.
Anything sweet or fight, I condemn it in the name of Jesus. We don't need to fight. Our God will fight for us. We are calling to we are singing, we are praising. We don't have anything, but we are calling the name of God every day by day. God will help us. So
thank
we don't
you.
Need to fight. I tell all the members, if you are there making a speech, I will use God and beg you. I use this God and beg you. Stop making man say you want to go and fight. You want to go and do this. They are three members of IPOP. We are fighting for... Some people don't know what we are fighting for.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Peter Biafra live presentation. Can I go back to the Skype? Ofoma, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mazinefo. Good morning from here. My name is Chukwudi Ofoma, and I'm calling from Australia.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Deputy Director, I want to thank Chukwudi Obioma for a wonderful day like this. And it's a sad day, but Chukwudi Obioma knows best. What happened today wasn't an accident. It was meant to happen before the war was made. A day like this was created. And what happened today, Chukwudi Obioma was aware of it. And the blood of our people, the Nigerian government murdered, will not go in vain. And we thank Chukwudi Obioma for remembering his people, for honoring his people, for hearing our crying, for hearing our prayer. We thank him for giving us our leader, Maz Nnamdi Kanu. We thank him for sending him to come and redeem us, to come and show us the path back to him, because we are lost. We were lost until he sent his messenger to come and deliver us. And we thank him for everything in our life. We give him glory because he promised us that Biafra will be restored, and it is imminent. It's not in our lifetime, it's imminent. So those who are saying in our lifetime, please correct it. Biafra is imminent, it's coming. I want to thank those that participate in today's protest and previous days. It's not easy. You people are in front line. You receive everything. We cherish your courageousness. We respect your boldness to come out and stand against the animals, because they are the animals. There is one thing I want to point out to you, the Biafrans. The world has known that we are law-abiding people. We are not violent. We are people of peace. We have demonstrated it time after time. And I want us, let the shooting not deterrate us from not continue. They were tired, and rest assured, they will be punished. That is the guarantee. And I will swear on the blood of those that died, if the IPOB officials didn't pay all their legal fund to be able to prosecute the people in the International Criminal Court, may the blood of the people that came out of the IPOB be heard of everyone.
Former, I can't hear you again.
Can you hear me, Mazimefo?
Yes, but your voice went. So, you said if IPOB officials...
Yeah, if IPOB principal officials didn't participate or ask or encourage everyone to pay their legal fund and channel it to take those zoos to the International Criminal Court that is coming up, may the blood of the innocent ones that came out and died will be in the head of every one of us and for their family, for the days of our generation to come. Every one of us as a principal officer has to wake up. We have to carry our duty. We are here for a reason, except those of us who are here for a position. But if you are here to serve your people, our people has come out. The grace of Chukwu Okeke Abiam is with us. I do not see any reason why any principal officer will not pay their dues or channel their legal fund to the appropriate account our leader set up before he was kidnapped by the zoo. We must follow the structure that he kept in place. And anybody that deviates from it or change or alter or divert must be held accountable at the end. There is no excuse. Nobody should take law into their hand. Departments were set up by our director. If you are the best person, he would have put you where you are the best at. And that is what he did. Nobody should interfere in anybody's affair, regardless of whether you are a junior officer or senior officer. It doesn't matter. Taking law into your hand doesn't even matter, because at the end, whether you are right or wrong, did you follow the right channel? If the answer is no, then you are wrong. Director always say, obey before complain. Some of us likes a gossip. Some of us follow gossip. If everyone, I want to draw our attention to all the Biafrans, our attention. If you remember how we started, from one gossip to another, from one to another, still, our men are gossiping like even women are better. I don't want to insult our women. They are even more gossipier than their women. What a shame. Can't we reason? Don't we have a brain? Or are we deaf and dumb? Or is that cause of a gossiping in Igbo man?
that has overshadowed us, that made us to forget the reason why we are here at the first place. As I said earlier, some of us came here to get Biafra, but some of us came for a post, for a position. Regardless of what, if your motives is for position, just rest assured that you will not even smell that place. But if your purpose of being here is to redeem, to make sure that Biafra is restored, stand on the truth and defend the principle, the ideology of our director that are put in place. Follow the rules that he set up. There is no sentiment here or there. We have one chain of command. We follow the command through to the top. Regardless of those in the top, if you can't obey the law, the same fate that applies to the junior officer applies to you. That's the law. It's not me that made it. We are here to uphold it. And it must be upheld. Your excuses doesn't hold any water because many of them are full of lies. When we dismantle each one of them, it's contained with a full of lies that cannot be verified. So why are we basing our judgment on such a thing? We should focus on our goal. Biafra is at hand. We should channel all our energy. If you feel like you have run your race, that you need to take a back seat, please, do it kindly. There are those who want to come and complete this race. As Bible said, not those that start the race, we end it. And I want to talk about our people that have been killing. Mazimefo, I cannot hold my anger. If I am in that zoo among that protest, believe me, before Chukwu Okuka Abiama, I will not wait for anybody. I will do things by myself. I will defend myself. Because if we refer back to the Bible, Nehemiah, when Nehemiah was rebuilding the city of Jerusalem, when they come to attack them, the enemy, he has his sword in one hand and using the other hand and rebuilding the temple. So ours will not be the same. Defend yourself, our people, when you come out. Defend yourself while we protest. If they come to harm us, we hand them back. They bleed like us. They are not superior. We know where each one of them are live or sleep. We should target them. If they kill one of us, we kill them. We are doing a peaceful protest. The world has seen it. The world has bear us a witness. Dear friends, are peace loving people. If this animal, many of us have said it here before, we don't encourage it. Many of us go and kidnap people. Many of us go and rob it. Where are those guns? Where are those? Is it only in crime that our brain works perfectly? This is to defend ourselves. Let us apply, some of us that have that intelligence, let us apply this, into our protest. We should defend ourselves anywhere possible. But one thing is, we should not attack anybody because Chukwu Okuka Abiama is doing the fight for us. So does Chukwu Okuka Abiama did it for Nehemiah. They carried their sword and told the workmen, continue your work, but look out with one eye. Fight and defend yourself. Make sure we complete the rebuilding of Jerusalem. The same thing should apply to us. We should keep our eyes open while we are protesting. And when they want to attack us, if we have the opportunity, we attack them back. We have a catapult. We have a local. They bleed, for God's sake. They live somewhere. They live in barracks. Can people recognize who they are? Can people down there know exactly the stations where all these men are coming out from? Are they from heaven? Are they ghosts? They are human beings like us. The zoo is collapsing. As I said earlier, the head of Goliath has been cut off. Nigeria, the zoo Nigeria must disintegrate. Biafra must be restored. It's imminent. It has to be a collective fight, collective protest. Let everybody come out, because we are at the last rest. These people that is holding us are just only, they are under 100 people, are holding millions of people. We will defeat them. I encourage our brothers, our brothers in the River Rhine, in Biafra land, continue what you are doing. Let's see if they want to let them come, let all of us die, drown in that black liquid, that's crude oil. They don't value human life. All they value is to kill us and take what is in our land. And in return, they don't respect us. All we are simply asking is freedom. We want to be free. We don't give a damn of that oil. You can come and have it. It never serve us any purpose. We never benefited anything from it. We simply want to be left alone. We want to decide our fate by ourselves. We don't want anybody meddling in our affair. We had enough. And I encourage everyone, anything that you can do, please, 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 do it outside the IPOB. We encourage anybody to do whatever you can to defend yourself, defend their family, defend their community. These people are aliens in our land. With the help of our governors and some of the politicians, they are destroying our land. It's the time we are doing it. It's the time we continue. We must continue. The international community is taking note. And we shall fight them in different way. They are animals. They want you to come face to face, shoot me, I shoot you. But dear friends, we are smarter than them. Let us put our smartness into practice. Believe me, they will run away from us. If we can put 1% of our smartness into this protest, believe me, they will run away from us. We are just protesting. We are not shooting anybody. We are not destroying anything. I cannot see the reason why a country that supports, that permits a protest, to be shooting live ammunition to the masses that did nothing. Simple, they are just demonstrating their right. If these people go unpunished, may the blood of those that die fall upon all the principal officers of IPOB for not coming up and take the appropriate action to bring these men to international criminal court. We should pay our levies. That levy is what we need. That is what is holding us to file it, to drag the zoo to the court. There is a legal levy. Everyone should pay theirs and contribute more. Pay your monthly due. We have come a long way. You can witness it. Example, Shiite was massacred in Zaria. And what happened? Iran, Lebanon, most of other places, they are demonstrating against the killing in London as well, against the killing of Shiite in Nigeria. Since we protest and they have been killing us, how many of Western world or other country in the world came out to protest in solidarity of the killing of Biafra? To add insult to the injury, American ambassador, British High Commissioner in Lagos and in Abuja, they all commented and asked for investigation. Have they spoken about the massacre of yours? Have they asked for any investigation? The answer is no. So, nobody loves you. You have to love yourself. Contribute, pay your monthly. If you are paying $50, pay $80. We need it to continue. Nobody will fight it for you. You have to fight it for yourself. If you are so dumb, if you are so deaf, you cannot understand what is going around you, I've explained it to you. I'm sorry to use this term, because sometimes frustration push us to talk to our people the way, the language they will understand. And that is what the director has done to us
over these years. Some people say he's arrogant. No. He's telling you in the language you understand. You doesn't understand, please. Why are you, why can't you support? No, many of us doesn't understand it that way. It's when you put an insult to it. Then that person will say, oh, you are insulting me. You look, yeah. Then he will wake up from sleep. That is actually, we should continue. I know many of us are trying, but trying is not enough. We need to try even harder. We need to try harder. Our Twitter is going down. We need to continue tweeting. We have a television. We have a satellite television. We have an app. Everybody should grab the app, both Radio Biafra app and Biafran TV app. We need every support that we can get to make this thing successful. Biafrans has it. It's in us. We have to do it. The brain is in us. Chukwu Kabima has given us everything that we needed. And rest assured, Biafra will come sooner than anybody anticipated. I didn't say in our lifetime. I said soon. Sooner. Nothing. Yeah, I didn't say lifetime. Sooner. We should double every our effort. So long. Terrorist Buhari is holding our director. So does the problem of him will be multiplying. So does the zoo hold Biafra ransom. The problem of the zoo will be multiplying. I encourage everyone, and I ask Chukwu Kabiama to give us grace and give us wisdom, most especially to our deputy director, because he's in the hot seat, he's in the receiving end, he's a human being too. And every one of us, as he always said, we are not perfect, but we tell you the truth. Yeah, whatever the reason is, we have one thing that joins us together, and that is Biafra. And our leader, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu. Everybody should come out and play your own part. Mazin Mefo, are you there?
Time.
Hello, Mazin Mefo. Yeah, hello, Mazin Mefo. Can you hear me? I'm still on the air.
Yes, so former, I've been talking. It appears you're not hearing me. And that line has been problematic.
Okay. I thank everybody that is listening, and we should continue. Our protest must continue, and we call upon the name of Chukwu Kabiama to give us a courage and to give us a wisdom. Good night, Mazin Mefo. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you very much, and God bless you and bless your family and family of IPOB around the world. This is where we'll be ending this program. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, for having made it possible for us to have rubbed mind together. And we ask you, God Almighty, to continue to guide and protect your people. We pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. We continue to urge our people to remain resolute because the journey has just begun. We ask God Almighty, as always, to continue to envelop his servant in America with his presence and to fight against those who fight against him. Destroy every obstacle, every weapon and profound officer against us, and grant us some victory in all our endeavors. What else can I say for me from here? This is a sincere issue for this particular point in time. Sign off. Good night and God bless.